Tonight's shiur, we're in the Mishnah Seferim, doing the Oisius Hevav and Zion. Tsuras Ois He. The appearance of the character of the letter He. Ois He tzerch lasos lo lechatchilo tag katan lemala mitzad sma. When you write the letter He, lechatchilo you should give it one single tag up on the left side, very similar to the Dalet that has a single tag up on the left side of the top. Uba achoreho, as far as the back end of the top of the hay, yizoher lechatchila shtiyem ruba'as kedalet v'lo agula keresh. Lechatchila, it should be squared off like a Dalet and not rounded like a resh. The Mishnah Berurah calls this lechatchila. If you look in Sha'ar Tzion, he says, because most poskim hold like Rashi, and the Torah says it's v'toiv, that this is not a ma'akiv, that it should have the appearance of the Dalet. If it was rounded, it would still be kosher. But we want l'chadchila, it should be squared off like a Dalet. Ve'en sorech la'asas lo'akiv k'mo Dalet. Now, unlike the Dalet has a heel protruding beyond the vertical line behind it, and that's not necessary for the hay. We just want it to be straight on the edge as opposed to rounded. Lamaisa, the Seferim do give it an akiv like a Dalet, but it's not required. Vahanakuda shebesoicha. Now, as far as that dot, the hanging leg of the hay, lotia simucha legaga, it should not be too close to the top. It should be so much empty, bichdesha odin benoni, that the average person, Yaki Rana Hetev, should notice clearly, Me'al Sefer Torah Shal Gabi Abima Kishikar, but when you're standing at the bima and you're looking down Sefer Torah, it should be very clear and apparent that there's a space between the hanging leg and the roof of the hay. V'lo Yachika Migaga Yosmi Ovi Hegag. Now, having said that, it shouldn't be too close, it shouldn't be too far either, and really, it should be within the thickness of the gag itself. So typically, the gag of the hay is one kulmus. It's the thickness of the kulmus, of the quill. So the distance that you're going to break of air should be less than a kulmus's thickness, and then you begin the hanging leg of the hay. So it can't be too close, but it should be too far either. Vimnaga begaga. Now, if this hanging leg touches the roof of the hay, I feel the giyadaka kachutasara. Even a slight thin attachment, like a hair of ink, pesul. That's no good. Afa pisha tinek yodiah shuhei. Even though a child looking at it will immediately identify this as a hay. Kidla el. We learned this before. Besimlan base. If yitchas v'chafei, ayin shom. Look back there in simlan base. Velo tiyeh hanakuda neged emsa hagag. Now, when you place this hanging leg, do not place it midway of the roof of the hay. El neged soif, it should be up against the end of the roof of the hay, bitzad small on the left side. Vim also be'emtsa, if you made it in the center, pesula. Vitzerach lesak, it's no good, you have to fix it. How do you fix it? The hainu legara, you should scrape it off. Ulamida besof, and rewrite it at the end. Vim kosev ha'tevel sha'achas, and if you wrote other letters and words after this, and now you can't fix it. Mishum shlo kesidron, you get into the issue of shlo kesidron. Yigur hagag sheshol regel. The etza is scrape off the part of the roof of the hay that extends beyond the hanging leg, so you shrink it back, and therefore it matches up. The lines up. Ubamakom shagam tikun ze eni yochel asos. Now, if you can't fix it this way, if you can't scrape off the roof of the hay that extends beyond the hanging leg, why can't you? Because this hay is in the middle of a word. And if you start scraping off the top of the hay, it's too much space, it's like two words. We'll say it's kosher without even fixing it. Leave it the way it is, with the roof of the hay going beyond the leg hanging in the middle, and we'll leave it alone. Why? Look at the brackets. Because there are many who show that is a hay. I am a chudushi Rashbo, al Shavas Chav Gimel, chudushi Ritvasham, Uber Rashba Nitfas Mechodos on Menachas Tav Chavtes, and the new Rashba on Menachas Chavtes, Uber Ran Perka Boyin in Mesechah Shabbos, Chudushi Me'ir, Chudushi Iran, Hanifas Mechodos on Shabbos, Perka Boyin, which just came out in Mesechah Shabbos, Shamuchach Lehed, Yemi Dayatim, Shatumun Se Kach, they hold Chlor, the hay has a leg hanging even in the center of the thing. So this whole piece is almost bare halachadik, stuck into the middle here. And essentially, he's telling us that what he said before Pesula, this is not Lukuliyama. There's Kam V'Kam Rishonim who hold that it's a 100% kosher just the way it is. The Ata Nevar Eichus HaNakud. Now let's talk about this hanging leg. HaNakud Etilechat Chila Daka L'mal V'Ova Ketzas L'mata Kein Yud. We'd like it to be thin on top and thick on bottom, like a Yud. V'Etilechat Chila Akuma Ketzas L'mata, and it should be slanted a little downwards. U'Letzad Yamin, turning towards the right, v'lo letzad smol, not to the left, meaning you should turn inwards, not outwards. What's the problem if it turns outwards? Pedadam lesof. You may confuse it with a tuff. So therefore, even though the leg isn't touching the top, we don't even want it to resemble. So therefore, it turns in instead of turning out. V'orech hanakuda, how long should this hang leg be? Lo yifchas gam kein me'orech yud. It shouldn't be less than the height of a yud. Im ukas atachton shalah with its leg. You know, it's a funny way of saying it. Usually would have called it a regal. He calls it a ukitz, but clearly he's referring to the bottom leg on the right side of a yud. When we make a yud, that is what the size of the hanging leg of the hay should be, upside down. Uli ikuvahu afilu b'di'eved. This is ma'akev, even b'di'eved. Like we learned before in Sinlan Beis, if Tesvav, look at the Mishnebura. Now, if you remember back at Sinlan Beis, this is a machlokes, machaber, and ramah. So in the ramah, this is how it's supposed to be. But in the machaber, it doesn't have to be that way either. So one should instruct the seifim, be careful. They're very nixal. Because basically, it sounds like the Mishnebura is saying, the seifim were so mechachachil on the evidence. On things that would be evet kosher, they were doing lechatchila. She's saying that's wrong. Do it right. Do it lechatchila. Don't be samech on the b'di'evet. V'nirli d'akol porim tikun mahani b'zeh afilu b'tfilin mezuzah. I would say that you can fix it, even in tfilin mezuzah. In matinik kerl, hey, if the tinik reason says it's a hey. V'emizah mishum shlo kesir, it's not shlo kesir. I mean to say, if they made this, the hanging leg, a small smudge of ink, and it wasn't the size of a yud, the Rishonim hold that's good. So we're not going to apostate. If a tinik says it's a hay, then it's a hay. It's no pashtuk, like I said, but we would still want to elongate it to make it look more like a yud. Dubi demasha heikel pima godim, similar to the pima godim zinyasi, the sakin kaf pshutim asam ruba, who said that the ordinary chaf in the middle of a word, if you squared off the chaf, you can still fix it. The hoisif diorlov, to round off the edges by adding ink, ayin sham, look over there. The chav has to be rounded. You can't have a squared chav. But it's still okay to round it afterwards, but I can say it's okay. Ha pima godim besilna beis sivkar la magil mistapik. Pima godim besilna beis is not sure. Em serach liyos en akuda besoifa shova davkla yarech yamin. Is the yud, this hanging leg of the hay, does it have to be on the same line, if you will, as the right leg? Or maybe if it was midway up the leg, it's also okay. When we make this hay with the hanging leg, the hanging yud, we always position the very bottom of the leg on the same level as the right leg.
So it's framed the square.
Exactly, like framing off the square. What happens if it wasn't on the bottom? Let's say you lift it up. It's not touching the top, but it's not on the same bottom line that the valve goes. It's hanging midway. Shpivak is masupik about that. He's masupik about that, if that's good enough. Rak shiyya b'shi'ura, it has to have the shiur, dani kamlo yud kanach. It should look like a yud, but it's not on the floor. That's not on the base. V'ayim b'chuas binyan oylem simen nadal. Look in chuas binyan oylem simen nadal. V'al kolponim, if a child reads it and identifies it as a yud, we would accept his reading. Look ahead, we talk about the resh that's made small like a vav as well. So the hay, very similar to what we talked about in the bays, is also 3 kulmas by 3 kulmas. The roof should be 3 kulmas across. the leg hanging down is two more kolmas to make a 3x3. So the yud should begin on the bottom of the three kolmas from the top. That's where it should go. And it should go more than one kolmas high so that the space between the end of the leg and the roof of the hay is less than one kolmas thickness. So it's a kolmas plus in its height.
That's including the tag.
Including the leg. But that's really the chadchila shabo. But if they moved it up a little bit and it wasn't centered with the bottom, or not centered, it wasn't on the same bottom of the right leg, that's the shayla that he's clearing. And lemaisa, he says that if a child looks at it and he says it's a hay, it would be samech on that. So essentially it's like in the both up and down and right to left, we want it in that corner. The shayla is if you slide it closer to the center, if that's okay, and the shayla if you slide it further up, if it's okay. Right? Those are the two shahs he's clearing. We want it in that corner, in the left bottom corner. That's where we want it to be. The shahs, if you move it towards the right, if that's okay. If you move it up towards the top, if that's okay. These are the two shahs. And the bottom line is...
There's not that much room to move it.
There's
up.
Not that much room, you're right.
You're
right.
Hit the top.
There isn't. You know you're going to have it when you have to extend the hays at the end of a line, whatever. And sometimes you'll have an unusually long roof of the hay. Then you don't have an issue. Al-Kupanim, these are the shahs in that he's discussing here.
But if you have an unusually long hay, you still let you drop the nakuda at the end of the.
Absolutely,
the
row, it should be at the end.
Yeah. Okay.
Suras ois vav. How do you write the character, the letter vav? Ois vav tzerach lios rosha katzar. The head of the vav should not be long. Lo yois me ovi kumas. You don't want it to actually be bigger than the thickness of the kumas. What's the problem if you make it longer? Kdesh lo tid me l'reish. You make it longer, it's going to resemble a reish. Viragla, the leg of the vav, aroch ka'ovi shnei kulmosim, should be two kulmis long. That means, in addition to the thickness of the kulmis of the head, another two kulmis down. So the vav is basically 3x1. It's three kulmis down, but only one across the top. Kadesh lo tidm l'yud, because if it's too short, you'll start resembling the yud. But don't make it too long. You make it too long, it looks like a nun sofis. And for this reason, we want the top of the vav to be rounded on the right side. So tidm lezayin, it shouldn't resemble a zayin. Now, the head of a zayin crosses over the vertical leg. Even though this leg of the vav does not have the top crossing over, if it's squared off, a child may mistake it for a zayin nonetheless, and it will pass it. So therefore, we don't want the top right of the vav to be squared off. We want it rounded. Upaner yeshava velo ba'alachsan. Now, the vav itself is not angled. It's straight. The top of the vav should be straight, not bent down, not bent up. V'ragla tia pshuta tachter b'shava. Its leg comes straight down. Lo shavur be'emtza, should not be broken in the middle. So in the pictures I've seen, it basically is like a Z shape. In other words, you don't want it coming down. It's not broken with a space of air. That's for sure for no good. It's constant ink, but instead of running straight down, it goes down and veers left and continues down. So we don't want it. That's what he's calling a shav. We don't want that. Gam tov sha'ovya tisma'et v'hoylech ma'at ma'at. We also don't want the leg of the vav to be equal thickness, but actually the vav narrows until it gets to the bottom and it's very thin. Im regel havav kotzer. What if you made a very short leg for the vav? Im ein barakim lo yud, possible. If it's the size of a yud, that's no good, because that is a yud. V'ma'at yaser, if it's a little more than a yud, but shorter than the typical vav, tzarech lahar satinik, then you have to ask a child, what does it look like? Vuadin im rosh havav rochav. The same problem will occur if the leg is the normal length, but the top was wider than it should be. V'nid b'katzas l'resh, it begins to resemble a resh. So you can ask a child, is this a vav? Is this a resh? What is this? We just let him look at it and he'll say what it is. Im kasev dalid mokam vav. What if he wrote a letter dalid where he's supposed to write a vav? Tzarech ligor kol hagag. What you have to do is erase the entire top. The after the boy nam the girl kliach, and there's a possibility she even scrape off the leg too. The doim of the dal chakas v'mokam reish. It's a chlim chakulah. When you write a dalid, when you're supposed to write a reish, it's not enough to just erase the top. You erase the whole thing. You erase whether it's the gag or the regal, because it's all done b'psul. This is discussed back in similar basis. So he's not sure. He has two tzedadim here. If you made the vav too long, did the leg get ruined too, or just the top get ruined? The shail is the leg called written bipsul? Did I write the leg bipsul? That's essentially the suffix, is the leg bipsul. If it's a reish dalad thing, then it's the whole thing's bipsul. If it's a vav dalad, can we say just the top was done wrong, but the leg was done okay? He's not to say the whole thing was no good. Tsuras ois zayin. How do you write the letter zayin? Ois zayin serich li zoher. Once be careful with the letter zayin. Shlotia ragla arucha. Not to make its leg too long. Shliz dam le nun pshuto. Because then it becomes a nun sofis. Vitipasai de kriyas atinikans posel when a child looks at it. Akein lo yeh ragla arich yosem shnei kumasa. So never make the leg longer than two kulmis thickness. The same like most of these oises are. Now, to be a kosher Zion, the head of the Zion has to cross over both sides of the leg. It shouldn't resemble a vav. The head of the Zion should be squared. With three crowns on top. Again, its leg goes straight down and not veering off to a side and continuing down. Some make the line of the leg narrow, and then it gets wider. It gets wider to the halfway point, and then it continues to narrow and taper down. It's very thin at the bottom. If the leg is shorter than two kolmis, it's very similar to those vav. You have to show a child and make sure he doesn't read it as a yud. If tes zayin b'hagav, we discussed this before in Simlan Beis. V'ash b'megadim b'tzad the halka b'zeh, b'megadim was lenient. The daim nishal me'regel k'mo yu'os yud, as long as you have the leg, the length of a yud, it's kosher. Hader chachayim b'chus kriyas etar v'shar fayim stomu k'shulchan aruch. The der chachayim and shar fayim were more strict. V'kol shkein im her latinik lokar zayin, especially if you show it to a child and he says, it's a yud. He doesn't call it a zayin. The vade in the halakha was something you can't be lenient. Umuchach mashakasa beis yosef al beis sheni beis vav ayin shom. This is klar in beis yosef in the second aleph beis in the ois vav. V'nir da filo tikun lo mahani bezeh betfilin mezuzah. In such a case, you can't even fix it in tefillin mezuzah. Mishum shlok since no longer considered. Ayin v'sin la beis sif chaf hei. So basically, if you make the leg of the zayin too short, of the vav too short, and a kid looks at that's a yud, it's totally lost its source of ice because it looks like a different ice, and therefore you're going to have a problem of shlokas sidon to fix it.